Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Claim to fame. It's a very popular TV show right now. And we decided, hey, if they can do it on TV, we can do it on radio. All right, how do we play Claim to Fame, Mo?
You call us up and you tell us that you know a celebrity, but you don't tell us who the celebrity is, but you're related to them in some kind of way. And we will give two freebies that we will ask you. And then from there, we will ask 15 questions to try to guess who this celebrity is in your life. If we win, you walk away with nothing. An absolute loser. But thank you for playing. But if you win, you get $250. And that's not where the game ends. Everybody else continue to listen, because if we do not guess the celebrity right, then you can call up and you have a chance to guess the celebrity for $100.
And Abby, what was one of the lead stories in your eBuzz yesterday that had everybody talking about this TV show?
Oh my gosh, Tom Hanks' niece went on this show, Claim to Fame. It's on ABC, where the Nepo babies have to guess who the other Nepo babies' relatives are. And if they guess correctly, they get kicked off. And so Tom Hanks' niece was the first person to get kicked off because they guessed that her relative was in fact Tom Hanks. And she didn't take it well.
And damn.
This freaking clothes are so freaking obvious. Freaking bench. That's a freaking poster of freaking Forrest Gump. Are you kidding me? Why a bench? Why a bench? There's literally no reference to benches on any other movie. Even Gabriel found that out. He's not even, like, smart.
That's cold.
They didn't even get to do any challenges. I don't deserve this. I should have more camera time. I should be here longer. No one expected that. No one.
She's just a little bit mad.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Little dirt.
All right, Brandon, welcome to the Bird Show. Do not tell us the celebrity's name, sir. We're going to try to guess who you have in your family tree that's a celebrity, okay?
All right, I can't wait.
All right, if we can't get it, that means $250 for you. And also, any listener who can call up and get it will get $100. If we do get it, sorry, my man, that means you're out. But, hey, we have to play a fun game.
Yeah.
All right, so Brandon, we start off with a couple of gimmies, and that is this person dead or alive?
Dead.
Okay. Sorry for your loss. And are they in movies, TV, sports, or music?
If it's
multiple or none, that's okay. You can say that as well.
That's not supposed to be tough.
I can answer for him if he doesn't know.
They are on radio.
Oh,
well, you shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
You should have said music and television.
Okay. I was about to say, let me look at my LinkedIn connections. I feel bad for him now.
I do too.
All right.
He still might get us.
Okay, here we go. Starting off, is it a man?
Yes.
Okay. No.
Was he over 50 when he passed?
Yeah.
Okay. Was he known for being funny?
Mm-hmm. Not really.
Is he white?
Again, not really.
Not really.
What was the question?
Is he white?
Yeah, he's white. Well, I get it. Yeah.
Huh?
What?
Well, I don't know if he's like, I don't know if he's got like what his background is.
Oh, but he appears. He's white passing.
Yes.
white with a question mark.
Right.
He's questionably white.
I don't know what his heritage is.
Well, I don't need...
It don't matter. Well, unless you want to tell us.
No.
Was he married?
Yeah, he's...
Did we lose him?
Did we lose him?
Oh, we lost Brandon.
Oh, you got tired of it?
Brandon's gone.
Yeah, Brandon's gone. I think he knew we were going to get it because he like gave us the
well, I can answer
okay.
the questions. Pretend I'm Brandon.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's a first.
Right? I want $250. Maybe he'll call back.
I'm starting to wonder if Brandon was even related to this person.
All right. Romeo, try and get him back on.
Okay. So, white question mark. Radio, done. Was he on like CHR pop radio?
Yes.
Okay. Mm.
Was he married? Yes.
Oh, yeah, because you asked that.
Did he have kids?
Yes. Is he in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Did he used to host a New Year's Eve show?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Was he a very controversial personality?
No.
Not who I thought then.
I was going to say something that would give it away, but... Oh, and he's back. Brandon's back.
Brandon?
Here I am.
Okay, we lost you, my man. All right, so we're up to 10.
If you win, you only get 150.
I've been answering for you up to this point.
Yeah. All right, so this is what we got, Brandon. So, a man over 50, meh with comedy, not very funny, white question mark. He's on CHR. He was on because he's passed on. He was on CHR pop radio. He's married, was married, had kids, is in the Radio Hall of Fame, did not host a New Year's Eve show on TV, not a controversial figure.
Okay. So far, so good.
Okay.
Brandon, in his youth, did he have brown hair?
I guess.
Yeah, I'd say yes.
Okay.
So he's a brunette. Radio Hall of Fame.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't know if going back to the white thing. I don't know if I'd call him white.
That's all right. Okay. White question.
Okay.
Did his show was nationally syndicated?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Did he pass away within the last decade?
Yes.
That's a tough one.
Yes, he did.
Like
he
right
did.
Within the cusp.
Okay.
Yep.
Did he have a countdown show?
He certainly did.
Okay. Are we ready to guess?
We have one more question if you guys want to throw it out there.
I think
you could ask a question that would be more helpful than I can.
Yeah. I know who he is. I'm like 99.9% sure.
Okay. Is it Casey Kasem?
Oh, you guessed it.
Yay! Yay!
We got him!
How are you related?
Through marriage on my dad's side. My dad's aunt remarried, and she remarried Casey Kasem. I like grew up with his brother, Manier Kasem, who actually just passed away this week.
Aww.
Sorry for
your
loss.
Yeah, sorry for your loss. Thank you so much for calling, though. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no, of course. Thank you for letting me play. I appreciate it.
It's The Bird Show.
Hey, The Bird Show.